Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is General Michael Flynn. He is an advisor to the Trump campaign, and he is here to help make that closing argument on behalf of his candidate. Thanks for joining us, General.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Listen, let's we're talking about Virginia quite a bit right now because it seems like it's still in play as a toss-up, and I know that there are a lot of former military, even currently active duty military in the Commonwealth, and many are wary about Donald Trump and his lack of experience as Commander-in-Chief. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why you were drawn to his candidacy?
Yeah, I mean, I like Donald Trump because of his ability to make decisions, his ability to think differently and to think, you know, in a very international way. I mean, Donald Trump is a very, very savvy individual, and he's made an awful lot of decisions over the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of his life that I would say play right into the kind of decisions that he would have to make as a commander-in-chief. So, I mean, and then what's amazing is that Virginia is in play, which is a really good thing, and we do believe it's in play. In fact, there's a real good chance that he could win Virginia, which would be a real feather for the whole of the election, because there's a lot of blue states that we have traveled to in the last couple of days that really feel like they're going to turn toward Donald Trump. So that's we feel very, very good today, very confident going in over these last couple of weeks. So, I mean, this is a guy who's ready to take on the challenges of this country inside, internally here in America, and, of course, overseas as well. And he's got a superb team of people around him.
All right, let me ask you this. You just said you have no problem at all with the decision-making of Donald Trump when it came to national security issues. Compare and contrast that about concerns you might have for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, when I look at all of the things that I've personally been a part of or certainly witnessed her, decisions that she has influenced or made, I mean, we're in we just have a disastrous situation, particularly in our foreign policy right now. And you know, I mean, where do you want me to start? I mean, from Russia to Libya to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, God, the Asia-Pacific theater is a real mess right now. I mean, with the South China Sea and what China's doing, and all these things all were initiated in the first couple of years of the Obama administration while Hillary was the Secretary of State. Under her, these are ideas of hers, and they just have never panned out. And I mean, one of the biggest disasters is, of course, what's going on in the Middle East right now with Iraq and Syria.
Right.
And I tie into that the Iranian nuclear deal. So here, under Hillary Clinton's watch, during her watch, is when the Iranian nuclear deal got started. And this was a bad idea then. It's a terrible idea now. We have the leading state sponsor of terrorism on a pathway to a nuclear weapon. And she thinks that's okay. She's going to continue that policy. Libya is a complete disaster. I mean, look at what happened. Just, you know, nobody even talks about Benghazi anymore. You know, what was she doing the night that we lost 4 Americans? And all these little things. And so the accumulation of everything that she's done, you know, nobody even brings up what she did not do as a senator. I mean, in her state of New York, they lost. We did a lot of research on this. They lost 250,000 jobs in New York while she was the senator of New York in her area, in her part of the state. And nobody even talks about that because everything that she touches has turned into some sort of failure. And for our country, and we just can't have that. We have to get our country, we have to inspire our country. We have to get our country back on track to where we are not afraid to call, you know, to say things for what they are. That's one of the other aspects of Donald Trump is his honesty and truthfulness. And that's one of the things that I know he'll bring back to, he needs to bring back. We need, in this country, we definitely need, desperately need in Washington, D.C., honesty.
Our guest is General Michael Flynn. His career in the United States Army began in 1981 with Commander-in-Chief Ronald Reagan. And you were the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency as well. And So I think you've got some pretty good creds here with regard to our military and with regard to our very real threat of radical Islamic terrorism. You saw it all happen. So let me ask you this. This is one of the arguments against Donald Trump, that some of the things that he has said with regard to our policy of refugees or immigrants coming from some of these countries that breed radical Islamic terrorism, that, you know, by saying the things that he has said about limiting immigration and limiting certain policies that we've got toward these nations and toward the people of those nations, that it makes us less safe, that somehow being tough on these countries and tough on the individuals and having higher scrutiny of these individuals, it's dangerous on the world stage. Can you please address that? Because I hear a lot of thoughtful people saying that, and I have trouble connecting those dots.
Yeah, and that, those are two dots that should not be connected. Do not ever connect the lack of leadership to the and the lack of demonstrating power to our ability to be able to defeat our enemies. That, those two don't add up.
Well, I guess they say, you know, countries like Jordan and Egypt, these are vital allies of ours, and if you alienate them and make them think that we're anti-Muslim, then they won't help us in this fight.
No, that's not right, and I'll tell you what, that is something. So whoever says that does not know what they're talking about. I have had conversations with the leaders of these countries in and out of uniform, and definitely out of uniform since getting involved in this crazy political fight that we're in. And I'm going to tell you, these countries desperately want our leadership. They know exactly what they face. They cannot defeat this enemy of radical Islamism without our help. Now what type of help and how we help them, has to be really looked at in terms of the kind of way we shape our role and our responsibilities. But leading from behind, as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton want to do, means that you're following. And the United States of America should never follow. We should always lead. And I'm telling you, there's no enemy that's unbeatable. These guys are beatable. But these countries, Egypt, Jordan, the Saudis, the Arab nations, they need our help, and they know they need our help. And frankly, look for it. But right now, they are totally confused, and many of them are beyond irritated with the United States because of the position that we took with Iran. The majority of these countries over in the Middle East right now, they look at us and they say, "You picked Iran as your partner," and now we are starting to look elsewhere, like Russia. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this business about Russia and what Russia has done. Russia has not been in the Middle East in 40 years because we've been there in leadership roles. And now Russia's deep in the Middle East right now with not just Syria, but quietly they're stepping into Saudi, they're stepping into Egypt, and they're stepping into other countries where we used to be. We cannot allow that to happen.
Well, they say that, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. So does foreign policy. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. General Mike Flynn, I've been waiting for a compelling and forceful argument against that narrative, and I appreciate you providing it this morning, sir.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.